The Truth News Network. Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media? Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
In our quest for truth, we have been concentrating the past few days on the big debacle in Washington, D.C., and that, of course, is over the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. And man, there's a lot of stuff going on there. But we're going to take a break today to something that is also extremely important, impacts every American, every day, out of every year. The real illegal immigrant U.S. population. It is much larger than has been told to Americans for years. Reports from immigration experts and population studies have for years pegged the number of illegal immigrants in the U.S. somewhere between 10 and 13 million. No one has ever really identified the sources used to validate those numbers. Americans have been forced to simply take them at face value until just the last few years. Illegal immigration has become, if not the number one topic of discussion in political debates, at least one of the top three most discussed political hot-button items, and justifiably so. By any legitimate calculations, folks, the economic strain on the U.S. government, and therefore American taxpayers, is the demand to fund American infrastructure and government resources drawn upon by these 10 to 12 million illegals who, in large part, are known to be, in comparison with legal Americans, poor, less educated, and more dependent on government direct and indirect financial support. Yes, there are reports published by immigration pundits who make claims of the vast economic value of these immigrants who reportedly take blue-collar jobs shunned by Americans that are necessary to industries such as agriculture, the maintenance industry, also the food industry. That is true, at least in part. It is factual that illegals in large slip into the U.S. primarily for employment. And because of their minimal job skills and education, they are forced into these industries to take up manual labor jobs on the most part. Immigration pundits claim, and rightfully so, many American employers relish the ability to draw workers from this pool of illegals, but not because of the unavailability of legals to fill those jobs. Some employers use employment of illegals to take advantage of those illegals' availability to work, their willingness to work for much lower wages with fewer or without any normal employee benefits. In those circumstances, illegal employees are not enrolled in federal and state employment programs, which enables employers to reduce their operating cost, unemployment insurance, matching employer payroll taxes, Social Security and Medicare payments, vacation and paid time off, employee health insurance programs, and the list of opportunities for incentives for employees for those illegals goes on and on. That rewards employers, but does so at the expense of these immigrant workers. Many illegal immigration advocates also take advantage of these unknowns in creating and marketing their illegal immigration policies. In doing so, they draw from the emotions of good Americans, demeaning all those who cry for stronger border security, like a border wall at the U.S. southern border and a strict adherence to illegal immigration law enforcement. The lack of verifiable illegal immigration data has acted as fuel for these arguments. How? Without the truth of illegal immigrant numbers and its true cost to Americans, many in the U.S. have for decades maintained that illegals in America do far more good for our country than bad. But that narrative is changing, and it is startling. Let's get right to it. How many illegals are there in the U.S., the real number? The population of illegal immigrants is roughly 22 million, or twice the establishment estimate of 11 million. So says three professors from Yale University and MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. This shocking estimate will force establishment politicians and pro-migration advocates to recalculate the estimated impact of the huge illegal population on wages and salaries, on crime rates, welfare consumption, rental and real estate prices, productivity rates, and the distribution of job-creating investment funds to coastal versus heartland states. The higher illegal population estimate helps explain why Americans' wages and salaries have risen so little amid apparently record low unemployment rates. And it also undercuts companies' loud demands for yet more immigration of foreign workers, consumers, and renters. The population estimate also raises the political and economic stakes of any amnesty legislation. In 2014, public opposition blocked the bipartisan establishment media-boosted Gang of Eight bill, which claimed to offer an amnesty to just 11 million migrants. Currently, advocates for a DREAM Act amnesty claim it will provide green cards to roughly 3 million sons and daughters of illegal immigrants. The new estimate also bolsters President Trump's demand that reluctant GOP and hostile Democratic legislators fund a border wall. Our purpose is to provide better information, said Jonathan Feinstein, an economics professor at Yale. In a video statement, he defended the estimate from likely critics, saying it is an expert analysis, not a political project. This report from Yale is not oriented towards politics or policy, he said. I want to be very clear. This report is about coming up with a better estimate of an important number, and we are really trying to keep away from making any statements about how that could or should be used. It is just a report to help the debate be organized around some better information, which, in my opinion, is a good thing to do. He said, I think the debate should always be centered around the best information we can find or develop. The academics expected their techniques to show the population is smaller than the consensus estimate of 11.3 million. Our original idea was just to do a sanity check on the existing numbers, said Edward Kaplan, operations research professor at Yale. Instead of a number which was smaller, we got a number that was 50% higher. That caused us to scratch our heads. Operations research is a skill that extracts accurate estimates from scraps of data. It began in World War II, when academics were enlisted to help track Nazi U-boats and weapons production. For example, the academics used scraps of information to conclude that the Nazis produced 270 Panther tanks in February of 1944. After the war, captured factory data showed the actual production of 276 Panthers in that month. The estimate, extracted from scraps of data, was wrong by six. We have a conservative estimate that the number is at least 16.7 million, said Edward Kaplan, an operations research professor at Yale. The study used over 1 million scenarios, accounting for all of the variability and the various parameters that we need for this model. And on average, we're estimating something like 22 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. The study says, and on the web page in which we printed this story, there is a graph, a chart that you can refer to. But the study says the figure below, which is the one I just mentioned, also shows our conservative estimate of 16.7 million in red, the most widely accepted estimate heretofore of 11.3 million in blue. We note that this last estimate is for 2015, but should be comparable since both the estimates based on the survey approach and our modeling approach indicate the number of undocumented immigrants has remained relatively constant in recent years. Finally, the mean estimate of 22.1 million is shown in black in the center of the distribution. If you're listening to this on podcast, I recommend that you go to the website to look at this graph. It's very eye-opening. The new estimate uses new sources of data, such as the fingerprints of migrants caught at the Mexican border, said Mohammed Fazel Zarandi, a senior lecturer at the MIT Sloan School of Management. In contrast, the current estimate of 11.3 million is based on the Census Bureau's annual American Community Survey. It's been the only method used for the last three decades, he said. The illegal population is higher than expected because more migrants crowded into the United States during the cheap labor policies of Presidents George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush, the researcher said. The inflow leveled off in 2008 once the economy crashed when millions of new migrants and poor Americans were unable to pay their rising mortgage costs. The existing population of illegals tends to decline as many die of natural causes or return home or get adjustment of status to become legal. But the population is being kept level because new migrants, especially foreigners who overstay visas or who migrate from Central America, offset the natural decline. The Yale study goes up to 2016 and so does not offer 2017 and 18 numbers. Many new migrants are overstaying their visas and sneaking across the borders, but President Trump has tightened border defense against overstays and border crossers. The Yale study complements the Census Bureau's new estimate of the nation's population and workforce. The Bureau concluded the nation has been enlarged by 44.5 million legal or illegal immigrants, plus 17 million children of those legal immigrants. Together, the new estimates conclude that the nation has a record-breaking foreign-born population of 55 million migrants. That number is roughly 16.9% of the population, or roughly one person out of six living in the United States. We've got some more numbers to look at, and of course, some conclusion that is opinion and factual. That's just ahead at the Truth News Network.
If your toddler falls in the pool, you think you'll hear this. But what you'll really hear is this. It happens quickly and silently. About 260 children younger than five drown in pools each year. That's about one nursery school class each month. Put a fence around your pool. Place an alarm on doors leading to the pool area. For more pool safety tips, visit the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission website at cpsc.gov.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
We don't tell you what to think, but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
In our pursuit of truth, we're discussing the real numbers of illegal immigrants in a Yale and MIT study that was just recently released. And again, the number is at least 50% higher than those 11 million estimates we've heard for years. You know, there certainly is no absolute answer to the question, what should the United States do regarding illegal immigration and those who break immigration laws in doing so? The issue has become a hotly debated political one, and it has been one of the top hot potato political issues for decades. Here's the only solution that, in my mind, makes sense. Remove the issue from the political forum in the nation and call it what it really is, an American economic issue, not one of immigration. No, I'm not, in doing so, turning a cold shoulder to the many woes of foreigners who fight hard to escape often unbearable circumstances in their own countries, fleeing to the Shangri-La of America. in making that statement I made, I recognized that economic issues drive the machine that drives the entire machine called the United States of America. Think about that. If the U.S. and its people do not prosper, its people cannot pay taxes. If Americans cannot pay sufficient taxes, the U.S. government has insufficient funds to operate as it always has. Those operations include a system in which for decades has facilitated the legal immigration into the U.S. of approximately 1 million aliens each year. Now, that's a lot of people. It may not sound like a lot of people in the big scheme when you use the numbers of 22 million total illegal immigrants here. How does it compare? Here's one immigration number that you can rely on. This is not supposition. This is not opinion. This is fact. 1 million legal immigrants are allowed into the U.S. each year. 1 million. How does that compare to the rest of the world? That 1 million equals more than the combined number of legal immigrants allowed into every other country on earth each year combined. 193 other countries on the planet. The illegal immigration system in the U.S. will be fixed only if we use the following process. 1. Stop all illegal immigration, period. 2. Close the southern U.S. border. 3. Immediately revise the legal immigration process internally and the process for aliens to quickly enter the U.S. doing it the right way. Legal immigration system from within their own country is where it must begin. We do not need to allow illegals to arbitrarily leave their countries, coming to our border, demanding entrance. We've got to create a system where they can initiate legal immigration from their own country. Number 4, more importantly than any others, Congress, men and women who serve us, the 535 that comprise the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, get off your rears and create and pass legitimate legal immigration laws that address these and other immigration policies that will be best first for Americans, aliens second. I'll repeat that. Legal Americans deserve the first nod of consideration in any new immigration legislation. We want to take care of everybody on earth that needs it, that we can afford to take care of. But it has got to be done the legal way. Let me be blunt. The United States does not owe immigration status to anyone on earth. As the most powerful and most blessed country on the planet, it is true that Americans should pay it forward by blessing others with assistance and economic and social opportunities as we can. In large part, we already do that for millions around the world. As I said, 1 million a year are legally immigrant here in the United States. 1 million a year. And think about all of these illegal immigrants that are here, more than 20 million now. They're subsisting, drawing off American infrastructure. We're paying billions of dollars for immigrants here in the United States. Americans are simply tired of the political immigration merry-go-round. Americans are tired of party politics and party agendas that use immigrants, illegal immigrants and legal immigrants, that use American minorities and less fortunate people as pawns in stupid political wars. We Americans are better than that. President Trump, you may not like his methodology, you may not like some of his policies, but as a businessman, he has a successful career in which he's developed a basic understanding of problem solving. The problem solving process should always be based on reason, consideration of all facts inherent to a problem and its possible solutions, then choosing a course of action, drawing together any and all resources necessary for a chosen solution, implementing the solution, and manage it going forward to its successful completion. The president has given the American people and Congress his example of a template that includes pieces to a solution for this illegal immigration problem. It's time for Congress to put aside the petty political partisanship, stop worrying about any political cost of the implementation of this proposed solution or any other, and craft and implement this or any other solution deemed to be better, doing so for one reason and one reason only. It, whatever it is the best solution for the United States of America, all of the United States of America. American voters, it's our job to make sure our congressional representatives in the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate are on board in their support for a specific plan to fix illegal immigration problems. And here's the biggie. If they're not on board and simply want to maintain the existing immigration circus or put another such ridiculous plan in place, make changes in who represents us. See, that wasn't so hard. Sometimes the right solution to an issue is the simplest one. In this case, it's simply, and this is not original, but in this case, it's simply, get her done. That's going to do it for today's chapter here at Truth News Network. We want you to be with us every day. Log in your email address on the homepage, and you'll get a link to every news story or podcast that goes up when you get up every morning. Check us out. We'll see you again soon here at the Truth News Network.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper? Never fear. TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone. Catch up with the latest news during your busy day. The Truth News Network. TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.